From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell was super clear in his speech Friday at the Fed's big conference at Jackson Hole. He said the Fed won't waver in its fight against inflation, even if it causes some economic pain in the process. But this leaves some big open economic questions on the table. If we are in for some economic pain, how long is it going to last? How long will the fight against inflation last? And will the Fed hike interest rates again at its meeting next month? We asked Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer for a Fed look ahead.
No one has a crystal ball when it comes to the Federal Reserve, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell often says it depends on the data when reporters ask him what's next for things like interest rates. And some very important data is coming before the Fed's September meeting, where it'll decide whether to hike rates again. We'll get reports on August unemployment later this week.
I do think that the jobs numbers will remain pretty strong.
That's Ben Ayers, senior economist at Nationwide.
So I think we'll continue to see that the labor market remains quite tight.
The continuing shortage of workers could keep feeding inflation. So that would point to more interest rate hikes, which the Fed uses to cool off the economy and put the brakes on inflation. But it does seem like the cost of living is continuing to come down. I know I'm paying less for gas these days. We'll get a look at the latest inflation numbers in a couple of weeks. Gregory Dacko, chief economist at EY Parthenon, says that August inflation report will show other prices falling.
Used cars, perhaps even furniture, are likely to present some signs of easing inflationary pressures.
But prices in other parts of the economy for things like rent are still stubbornly high. Kathy Jones, an economist at the Schwab Center for Financial Research, says the Fed wants more evidence of cooling inflation before it eases off the interest rate hikes because
if they're wrong and ease too soon, then those inflation expectations start to pick up again. It heats up again, and then they're even further behind the curve.
So Jones expects the Fed to keep hiking interest rates at its September meeting and to take a hard stance on fighting inflation through the end of the year.
I think that the determination is there to prove themselves. They know their credibility is on the line.
And in his speech on Friday, Powell made it clear that data from just, say, a month, in his words, falls far short of what the Fed needs to see before it's confident inflation is under control. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.